Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Then one thing I like about Nehemiah, he then gathered the leaders of that city at that day of Jerusalem and told them, all right, hey, this is what we're going to do. I don't know, this has kind of got to be strange here. You got this outside guy, you've been living around in this filth for all this long, and you got this new guy coming to town and say, hey, here's what we're going to do. So they all listened and they jumped on board and said, hey, we're going to do it. We're going to build this wall. So he started breaking. Exactly. He said, start cleaning. The first thing they did, they start cleaning up the rubble all over the place. So the place started to look clean. Then they started rebuilding, you know, starting building the walls. How many gates were there? Anybody know?
12.
12 gates. That's right. And that is a sermon in itself. You can preach on that for 12 weeks. But each gate was significant. And Nehemiah starts to build the wall. But then, when Nehemiah starts to build the wall, discouragement comes in. Discouragement, here's what starts to happen. The people say, hey, this work is too great for us. We cannot do it. But Nehemiah reaffirms to them that, hey, we can do it. And then Nehemiah continues to pray when he's faced with these opposition. But Nehemiah had discernment. He knew that the leaders weren't doing right. So like I say, he called the leaders together and say, hey, you've been taking money from God's people, which was a sin. Jews could not tax Jews or put usury on them. In other words, interest. And they've been doing that, taking the people land, and Nehemiah put a stop to it. And don't you know these nobles were lazy? When the work went on, they didn't want to help. They like to give direction. Hey, you can do this, you can do that. But when the work came time to work, they were nowhere to be found, sitting on their high seats. I tell you, it gets on my nerve when I go to a church and I see the pastor sitting up there on the thing and they're just looking out. I like a pastor that comes from the congregation, gets up and speaks. Hey, let them know, hey, I'm with you. I'm not above you. I'm with you. I am your servant. But these nobles were lazy. The Bible said they were lazy. They didn't do anything. And Nehemiah pretty much gets them straight there. But then, like I say, he starts to face opposition. Now, these are the opposition that Nehemiah faced. Let me name them for you. First, he faced ridicule and scoffing. That means they were laughing at him. Matter of fact, Sanballat and Tobiah say, hey, if a fox come up and blow against the wall, the stone walls, it'll fall down. So they were laughing at him. What was Nehemiah's response? We're going to pray. We're going to continue to pray to the Lord. So then they see that Nehemiah was halfway done with building the wall. Then they get mad. Then that's what we read. They sit down and say, hey, let's come together and meet in the plain of Ono. Well, Nehemiah had discernment. And if whenever you're going to meet in the plains of Ono, you should just say no. Nehemiah said no. He said, I am doing a great work. Why should I leave this work to come down to you? Nehemiah was basically saying, I'm working here. Won't you come up to me? They wanted to meet with this man so bad. Think about this for a second. They know that he's rebuilding a wall. He's fortifying the city. Why is he going to stop and come to you? If you wanted to talk to me so much, come up here and help me with the work.
Amen.
They didn't want to do that. So that let their right, let you know that they weren't ready. They weren't right. They wanted to kill him. Whenever you're trying to do God's work, let me tell you folks, Satan wants to kill you. And if he can't kill you, he'll try to kill somebody else that's close to you. I don't know if you understand that Nehemiah building these walls just weren't about a physical wall and stopping the breaches from coming in. It was a spiritual wall.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.